Mark's in, and we're doing DVDs now, aren't we?
Yes, DVD, Blu-ray, etc., etc. So, first one, the big film. Well, it's not the big film of the week, but I think it is a film worth talking about. It's called Gifted. It stars Chris Evans, who we may know as Captain America. This is an emotional family drama. It is one of those films that you watch the trailer and you know, I'm going to sob buckets at this. Absolute buckets.
You like that, then?
Well, I am a bit of a softie at heart, to be honest with you.
We won't tell anyone.
No, no, let's not tell anybody that I cry at most films. So this is a story. Chris Evans plays Frank. He's a single man who raises his child prodigy niece, Mary, and is drawn into a custody battle with his mother. What's great about this is it puts a man like Frank, who is just going about his life, and it puts him in an impossible situation. Now, he's never had to really deal with children day in, day out, and now he has to. However, because Mary is incredibly gifted, he struggles to deal with it on a day-to-day basis. There is that she is much more intelligent, almost possibly more than him. So you have this interesting dynamic going on in terms of family. But there is a natural pattern between them as well, because they have a lot of fun. It's just them two in the world, basically. But problems start occurring when Mary goes off to school. She's put in a standard class, and most of the class don't know what 2 times 2 is. And she's doing trigonometry, basically. So there is a lot of humour there. But at the same time, you see things from Frank's perspective, which is basically he just wants the kid to be a kid. He just wants him to go out, but she's not interested in being friends with these younger people because she sees them as below her. So we do get a lot of story about how Mary feeds off the energy of adults rather than children. It's a little bit sad to see, to be honest with you. Then Frank's mother turns up into the picture and wants to take Mary off to this very specialist school, you know, for gifted children. And he doesn't want that. So he ends up in this court battle with his own mother to basically make Mary enjoy her life. So then Mary struggles to understand what's going on in her life, because while she's very gifted, she can't understand the adult dynamics of why she should go and live with her grandma and not with her dad, who's been having fun. And that's when it gets a little bit teary-eyed. You know, there are a few moments where I was thinking, oh, I don't need this. This is really gut-wrenching stuff. It is a very powerful film. Chris Evans, who we normally see as Captain America, I think this is his best performance to date. Very emotional, very powerful, very basic as well. You know, this is a man who just cleans boats. That's all he does. And yeah, he just gets the money, and he just wants to look after his daughter. There is a little bit of comedy in this as well. He tries to have a relationship with his daughter's school teacher. And what happens is we get this kind of like comedy of errors where they just can't get together at all as well. So there are some light touches of comedy in here as well. You know, I was watching it and thinking, on some level, this is kind of like a spiritual sequel to Good Will Hunting. You remember the film with Matt Damon.
Yeah, Robin Ben Affleck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because you had child prodigies there, really. So this is very much in that vein. There are a lot of things to think about in this film. It's very thought-provoking. And it is really a film about doing the right things for the ones you love. You know, it's tough. It's very, very tough. So Gifted is my big DVD pick. But then we've got a couple of other smaller things, which we should briefly mention. Louis Brunel, who is a French director. Most might know him. He made the film Belle de Jour 50 years ago. 50 years ago, blimey. There is a box set out of his 7 best films. They class him as a surrealist director, but he's not. He's made comedy, he's made drama, he's made fantasy, he's made a little bit racy, a bit steamy films as well. So there is this box set out now. So if you like Belle de Jour, then it is worth seeing this box set, because he's made other different films as well. I was quite surprised about his range as a director. So he's the director who people have been ripping off for years, basically. So you'll see in these films, you'll see scenes where you go, hang on, I remember so-and-so doing that in a film we saw 2 years ago, or something like that. So Louis Brunel, The Essential Collection is available, and it's Halloween, so we should talk a quick horror film, really.
Okay, scare us as hard as you can.
Okay, so on Blu-ray this week, we've got The Carnival of Souls, 1962 film, made for $17,000. And it is one of the most underrated horror films ever. It's not got gore, it's not got blood, it's filmed in black and white. What it does is it slowly chills, it slowly haunts. It is about this woman who survives an accident, and she decides to move to another town. However, what happens is she is then plagued with apparitions. happens. The great thing is, we don't know why these apparitions are happening. So that haunts the entire film. And you're thinking, I don't know what's going on here. Why are they following her? Then we get one of the greatest finales in horror film history ever, where she is running through an abandoned carnival, obviously hence Carnival of Souls, with these white-faced people chasing her. It's utterly haunting, and it haunts me to this day. One of the best underrated horror films ever, I think, and it's out this week.